4. With Lauren temporarily pacified, Anna hurried back to the cabin to check on Sarah. But when she knocked on the door, calling out, Sarah didn't answer. Quietly letting herself in, she found Sarah, now dressed in her long patchwork dress, which still hadn't been laundered, and buckling up her sandals. I have to go, Grandma. Why? Anna went over and stroked Sarah's hair. Why can't you stay here for a while? You can rest up and regain your strength. It's obvious you've been through an ordeal. She placed her hand on Sarah's shoulder, feeling the sharpness of bone through the fabric of the dress. And you're far too thin. Sarah looked into Anna's eyes. I don't want to talk to her. You don't have to. But she knows I'm here now. She'll keep coming around, and I've told her that you're not ready for that, Sarah. She understands. Sarah looked doubtful. It's only natural that she wants to see you. She's made her mistakes, but she still loves you. Sarah's dark eyes narrowed. She doesn't love anyone. She never has. Anna resisted the urge to argue this. Please stay, Sarah. This is your home. Just as much as it's my home. Your ancestors belonged here. So do you. I don't know. But her features softened ever so slightly. If you allow it, you will find healing here. Sarah let out a small sigh. I'll only stay if you promise me that she'll leave me alone. If Lauren tries to talk to me, I will leave. I swear I will go, and I'll never come back. Anna wanted to protest the unfairness of this, but she simply nodded. I'll explain your conditions to Lauren. I think she'll understand. As Anna left, she knew she'd have to make Lauren understand. But as she went into the house, her heart went out to her daughter. Lauren had made such progress these past few years. If only Sarah could see that. Is Lauren around? She asked Diane Flanders. Diane was just a year older than Sarah. She and her younger sister, Janelle, had been working at the inn during the summer for several years now. I haven't seen her since breakfast, Diane said, but she did mention that she was going to work on the floral arrangements today. Anna nodded. That's right, it's Thursday. This was the day that Lauren usually made.